And this is Morning Edition on WPR News. I'm Robin Washington, reporting for our Eau Claire Bureau. Genealogy is growing in popularity, with TV shows like Finding Your Roots and Ancestry.com and other websites that allow anyone to research their family history. But what happens when you hit a brick wall? That's what Eau Claire native Anne Laurie experienced when she began researching an ancestor who immigrated from Norway in the 19th century, only to disappear from all official records. What Anne found was a hidden dark side to local history that she's turned into a historical novel, The Blue Trunk. And she joins me now. Welcome to Wisconsin Public Radio, Anne.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
So the book is fiction, but historical fiction, based on a real person and events. There really was a blue trunk?
There was. In fact, the blue trunk is still in my foyer in my house. My mother had the trunk, and the name on the trunk was Marit, who is my great-great-aunt. And when my daughter was born, I said, oh, I love that name, Marit. I want to name my child, you know, Marit. And my mom said, no, you can't do that. She was insane. It only increased my interest in her. And so years later, then I joined a genealogy website to try to research her, but I couldn't find any information. It was odd because she immigrated with my great-great-grandmother, and there was a lot of information on my great-great-grandmother, like census data and death certificate, marriage certificate. And I also knew that Marit had actually been in Wisconsin because I had an autograph book that she signed in 1889, and it was labeled Blair, Wisconsin, and it was written in English, so she apparently was quite fluent. So then I decided to research insane asylums and see if I could find any records of her. And I discovered that while asylum populations were counted in the census, individual patients weren't identified for probably obvious reasons. And then I discovered the asylum cemetery in my hometown. When I went to visit it, I saw that there were many graves that were marked unknown. And so I came to the sad conclusion that she probably spent her life in the asylum and died and is probably buried in one of those unknown graves.
Why fiction? Why not just tell the story?
Well, I've always been intrigued by writing fiction. I also thought this was too sad of an ending for her. And so I thought, I'm going to reclaim her life. And I wanted it to be positive, so I have some humor in it. There's some social commentary. There's a lot of twists and turns, a little romance, and I think a positive ending.
Well, let's hear a little of it. You've recorded an excerpt that includes your journey to the cemetery that Eau Claire residents may find familiar.
After a 15-minute drive, my phone tells me to turn right onto Cameron Street and then left onto Old Orchard Street. It's a residential neighborhood, one that was built after the asylum was torn down. The houses are modest, three-bedroom, 2 to 3 kids in a dog homes. I spot a couple of teenagers in a yard loading hockey equipment into a minivan and a man walking his stubborn basset hound. I park my Jeep and walk across the street. The entrance is marked by a bronzy copper plaque that reads, Old Orchard Cemetery. This cemetery is the final resting place for residents of the former county asylum, county home, and county poor farm. While little is known about them, most residents worked on the farm, which offered them wholesome employment. As you walk among these unassuming gravestones, you will see that they only have names, no birth or death dates, and some are even unknown. Many of the older gravestones memorialize persons who spent their entire adult lives in the asylum. How could I have grown up in this town and not known this place existed? I read the plaque again. I open the gate and walk in. The basset hound howls as his owner tries to coerce him to continue his walk. My boots are already dirty and damp from the last cemetery. I wander by the many, many sunken graves. Most say unknown. There are a few with names, but first names only. Sven, Edwarad, Margaret. I look for a headstone that says Marit, but I find none. There are no flowers, not even plastic ones from Dollar General. While I walk the aisle of gravestones, I long to find an answer to what happened to Marit. But the only thing I learned from this visit is that she remains an enigma.
That was an excerpt from The Blue Trunk by Eau Claire, born and bred Ann Lowry. The historical novel, based on her family true story, is published and just released this month by Kohler Books. So, Ann, tell me about Eau Claire's insane asylum.
It was called an asylum and poor farm, the Eau Claire County Asylum and Poor Farm. It was built in 1900, and I actually can't find the date on when it was demolished. But I think it was at least in the 50s or 60s. People who had mental health problems in the early 1900s, and if their families had money, often went to private institutions, but this was a public institution. So the people who lived there became wards of the state and often spent their entire lives there. You know, one of the things that was prominent in those days was, for women especially, was the diagnosis of hysteria. And so there were likely many women who were in the institution who were thought to be quote unquote hysterical. And, you know, there were the symptoms for hysteria were things like anxiety and, you know, well, a desire to have sex or a desire to not have sex. A lot of things that, you know, many of us could be diagnosed with hysteria this, you know, in this day and age. And in fact, hysteria didn't drop off the DSM until 1980.
What were you able to find out in real life happened to lead your great-great aunt to the asylum?
I don't know. My mother didn't know. She said she was told not to talk about her. You know, they were Norwegian immigrants and they were trying to fit in. And, you know, at the time, having an insane family member, that was, you know, a shameful thing. And so they didn't talk about it.
What's your advice for folks who do find out less than flattering parts of their family's history?
You know, I think that we all have stuff in our families. And, you know, the worst thing that we can do is to hide it. You know, it takes the edges off our rough edges to know that we're more human, and hopefully it makes us a stronger person.
All right. We've been speaking with Ann Lowry, discussing her historical novel based in Eau Claire, The Blue Trunk. Thank you for joining us, Ann.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate the time.
And if you have an idea about something in northern Wisconsin you think we should talk about on Morning Edition, send it to us. Our email address is northern@wpr.org. I'm Robin Washington, reporting for our Eau Claire Bureau. This is Morning Edition on WPR News.